So Giants are winning.
Really?
Yeah, big upset.
So you want the Giants to win?
Hold on, I got it on. Yeah. Hear it?
Yeah.
Listen. 20-17 by 3, I took them. Took my touchdown over under. I went the last play.
No kidding.
100 mil decade of blowing blast crash team up.
Who do you think is the most essential player to the Giants?
They can't beat Eli. He's a hot back receiver.
Uh-huh. So you think the Super Bowl is going to be Giants and Patriots?
I got the Giants 10 over under win, and I took them by 6 to 4-5 to win it.
Oh,
I got the 4-1 win it all.
Okay. Now, what makes you say that? Because if the Giants win, beat the Patriots.
You buying coffee?
I might, yeah.
Come on, let's go have coffee.
Who do you want to win in the Super Bowl, the Patriots or the Giants?
Patriots.
Why is that?
Come on, yeah. Who's the one here with them?
Okay, I know you own a lot of teams. Do you own the New York Giants?
No.
Father does.
Your father owns the Patriots?
I own the Red Sox team alone. I'm going to blow it up. I'm looking for a real owner. John Harrington. That's my team. He knows he robbed me. And I will be suing John, CEO John Harrington.
Since your father owns these Patriots, are you want them to win the Super Bowl?
Patriots are losing Giants.
What makes you say that?
Game's tied 20-20. San Fran just tied. Never.
Do you think that Brett Favre should retire next season?
Mike Ditka. We'll go to Buffalo. I got about 10 linemen on hold. Bills are dominating. I'll hit that towel going, and I'll hit that boomer sinus and going, Ready! I'm fame on that boomer sinus and there. Bobby Brister. Oh, Bobby Brister. I got that offense going crazy. They call me the general, the gorgeous quarterback. He's waiting. He's in love. Al Davis is just waiting to sign the big guy. And if they can't, the Boston Braves never. Teddy Turner's waiting for me an inside job to get a Brave job.
Do you think Tony Romo is still very inexperienced as a quarterback?
I heard a rumor Tony Romo's going to CFL. If Drew don't come, they might give Tony Eason a call out in Dallas. That's the rumor.
Now, where do you hear this rumor from?
Dragon. You're a woman fighter, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been doing this since the 60s. I've seen you around.
Yeah.
I see you on TV. I see you do a lot of aerobics.
Oh, you've seen me on TV?
Well, yeah, I see a model. I see you. I'm not a bad person. Do a lot of aerobics and stuff here on TVs.
Yeah.
I fought a couple guys at champs. And Bell was right. I would have beat him. I would have beat him all bloody. Bloody old boy.
Oh, really?
Sure. I cut his mouth open, his face off.
You gonna cut his face open?
WBC heavyweight champ. If I don't beat him in Madison Square Garden, I'm going to fight him, bro.
Can I watch you fight?
Well, I train out of Summerville sometimes.
Okay.
I'm going to get the WBC title on the fight line. I know I'll beat him second round. George Foreman should beat him next.
I was going to say that. I think George
Foreman. I'll fight Foreman.
Yeah, you will?
Of course I'll fight
him. Would you beat him?
My father.
Oh, he's your father.
Of course. Well, he has AIDS, but...
George Foreman has AIDS?
He's like a novel.
Oh, could you take him in the ring?
I'm not going to call him.